SFM, jou streek, jou frekwensie, jou musiek.
Ek gesels vanoggend met Wim Paul Hartzenberg van Protech SA. And Paul, great to have you here. I'd like to actually say welcome to this. This is becoming Protech's second home.
Yes, certainly. Thank you very much, Daddy.
It's awesome to have you here. And, you know, we're talking about gardening. I think I'm the worst gardener in the world, but there's a lot of people out there that are really good and would like to get better.
Yeah.
So, like I said, good to have you here, and we're talking about lawn care, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we're following on from last week, so yeah. a bit about herbicides and so forth to use on your lawn.
Yeah.
And, we can kick off.
I see you have selective and non-selective herbicides, and I see we're talking about snail products as well, especially after the rain, you know, that being a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
So let's... let's get started.
Okay.
Tell me about it.
All right, let's go. Following on from last week with our lawn care, obviously we get lots of weeds in our region in the Southern Cape, and they can easily spoil a good-looking lawn, you know, and nobody really wants that. So in our conditions here, they thrive in the humid conditions, and also our strong winds spread the seeds quite easily. So it is a ongoing problem. Protech has three selective broadleaf herbicides to combat weeds. They are Protech Pure Lawn, Lawn versus Weeds, and Protech Scatter Kill for Weeds. They all combat a wide range of broadleaf weeds. And if you want to target something specifically, you can find the weeds they are suited to eradicating on the leaflet inside the box. So that's the easiest way to determine which product you need. Also, the Protech Lawn versus Weeds offers both pre-emergence, meaning it inhibits seed germination, and also post-emergence control of weeds. And, well, thankfully, it controls the ever-present clover on one's lawn. So that's a good one to use, definitely.
Yeah.
It's got a very wide range that it covers. And then secondly, we've also got Protech Scatter Kill for Weeds, which is a ready-to-use granular product, and it's also a broadleaf weed killer. So there's no mixing. So if you're on the lazy side, which I am too, you can just spray the granules as instructed, and then you use water. You water the area basically to activate the product.
Okay.
So it's really easy to use and convenient for people that don't like mixing stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And then also many people do worry that it may kill their lawn. This is always a concern. And these are designed not to kill your lawn. It specifically targets weeds. So you've just got to use the product correctly and follow the instructions on the leaflet closely. If you want to, I know we all hoy a bit extra in to make it stronger and so on, but that's not advisable. Rather keep to the mixing instructions, and then you won't have any problems.
It's like homeopathic medicine, you know. More isn't better.
No.
Just the right amount, that's what you need.
Exactly.
All right.
Precisely.
Now, tell me, what advice do you have when using these particular products?
Well, as I said, the most crucial issue is to obviously read and follow the instructions on the label. This will ensure you use the correct product for specific weeds that you're targeting and the circumstances in which they occur. And then always remember to spray herbicides early in the morning to ensure quick absorption by the weed. And also, spray after the dew has evaporated, because this might dilute the solution, which obviously will then make the product ineffective, and you might think it's not working, but it's actually just been diluted.
Okay.
So after the dew has evaporated, but as early as possible. And then also, obviously, you've got to avoid windy conditions, as the spray may drift, and it could possibly affect any other plants in that area. So I know we get a lot of wind here. So select your day carefully, you know, check out the weather and choose a good day where it's not gusty.
All right.
Yeah. And then, it's another thing is always wear protective clothing. So it's always advisable with any type of, whether it be herbicide, pesticide, whatever, face mask, goggles, wear a long sleeve shirt and gloves. Yeah, and just roll the sleeves down so you expose as little skin as possible. And that's always a good thing to do.
Yeah, and it's just general, let's call it common sense, just to take precaution.
Absolutely, especially in the windy conditions if you're spraying.
Yeah, I've seen on the motorbike. Yeah, we get some pretty bad wind.
Imagine.
Yeah, believe me. But we're going to take a quick break
and
then come back to some questions.
Great. Psst, jy, ja jy, nou dat ons jou aandag het, vertel jou vriende van SFM en ondersteun plaaslik.
SFM maak elke dag 'n goed voel dag. SFM. As you've heard, we're speaking to Paul Artsenberg from Protech this morning and we're talking about lawn care again. So Paul, what about paving and pavements, fence lines, you know, what can we use to keep these tidy? I know at my house, paving is a huge thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, after all, you can't have a great lawn and have paving look like mine's looking at the moment.
Okay, well, then we've got some good advice for you guys. You can use Protech Clear Pave and Protech Clear All on your paving and driveways. Clear Pave and Clear All are non-selective herbicides, so they get rid of all weeds and grasses on your paving or any area that you'd actually like to keep weed and grass free. We also have Protech Two-Step, which is another product. And to answer the question before the listeners ask, it is not the one they used to kill dogs with a couple of years ago. It's an entirely different product. This is a non-selective herbicide with pre-emergence and post-emergence control of annual and perennial broadleaf weeds and grasses. So, as once again, basically pre-emergence indicates that it inhibits or stops the seed from germinating, and therefore it can control weeds for up to 6 months, which makes it ideal for fences and pavements not intended for lawn.
Okay.
And then last but not least, we have a non-selective herbicide, Protech Fascinate, which is partly systemic contact herbicide for the control of broadleaf weeds and grasses. And this, fortunately, offers something different for those who do not want to use a glyphosate-based product.
Okay.
So it's ideal, and it does precisely what the others do. So it's great to use.
Fantastic. Now, with all of these products, we should be able to win the war against the weeds. Now, I've noticed all the good rain snails are back in force and eating everyone's plants. I can tell you firsthand, I see them daily.
Yeah.
What can we use to control them?
That's quite easy. We've got two products in that for the control of snails, and they are Protech Snail Stop and Protech Scatter Kill for snails. Snail Stop is a granular ready-to-use product, so simply scatter it as instructed between your plants and the snails and slugs will come across it, and the Snail Stop will take care of them. I'm also sure many of your listeners have noticed how the snails tend to like climbing walls for whatever reason, so I found it very effective to scatter the product along the walls, the perimeter walls, and they have to crawl over it, and that's the end of them. And then we've also got Protech Scatter Kill for snails, also controls snails and slugs. It's brand-based, which snails love. And the bonus about this product is that it has a pet repellent in it. It should set many listeners' minds at ease. Once again, scatter it in affected areas at least, and it'll get rid of any of those pesky snails that will eat all your vegetables and flowers and so on, which you obviously quite want to enjoy and not let the snails.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think it's quite important. It's a question that I had, you know, about pets. So it's going to deter the pets from wanting to sample it.
Yes.
Which is a very good thing. All right, now we're going to take a quick break again, and then I've got one or two more questions left for you, Paul.
Great.
Word deel van ons Facebookblad vandag nog, facebook.com/SFM-streek.
Now we're talking to Paul Artsenberg from Protech, and Paul, you told us about Snail Stop and Scatter Kill for snails. Now, can you inform us on best use?
Absolutely. With Scatter Kill, let's start off like this. Scatter the Protech Snail Stop and Scatter Kill for snails late afternoon or early evening. This is when your snails are most active, so it's obviously a good time to do it then. And also, don't set it out in humps. The product is made to be scattered because the snails are on the move and they will come across it, and it'll take care of them. And also, if you are worried about your pets, once again, the Scatter Kill for snails has that pet repellent in it, So you can use that, and also just as a good measure, keep your pets away while you scatter it. I mean, they're inquisitive, they want to see what you're doing. So if they don't see what you're doing, they normally don't even care about the stuff. So it's pretty much a case of out of sight, out of mind.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about it. It's quite easy, simple.
So, sounds like good advice. I think pets are very much like kids, you know. They just want to see what you're doing.
Exactly.
And taste and all of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very, very good advice there. Now, can you give us a summary again, summary of products?
Okay, sure. As I was saying, the lawn products, which are selective herbicides. So you can use Protec Pure Lawn, Protec Lawn versus Weeds, and Scatterkill for Weeds. The Scatterkill for Weeds, you use water to activate the granules. And then obviously with your paving, it's non-selective herbicides, or they are non-selective herbicides. You use ClearPave, Protec Clear All, Protec Fascinate, and Two-Step. And what, also just follow the instructions. Don't add too extra or anything like that. It's designed perfectly. It works as instructed. And then lastly, obviously, for the snails, we've got the Scatterkill for Snails, which has got the pet repellent in it, and then just your normal snail stop. And both are 100% effective.
Fantastic.
Work really well.
Yeah. All right. Now, where can listeners find out more about the products and where they can buy them?
Okay. So you can go onto our website at www.protecsa.co.za to find out more about the products. There, you'll also find the representative for your area. So if you can't find a product in a particular hardware or something like that, you can just call up your representative and he should be able to, or she should be able to show you to the most convenient location. And yeah, it's pretty much, you'll find us in most retailers, hardware stores, nurseries and co-ops. Yeah.
And of course, I think a very important place is also Facebook, where people can go follow you and see what's the latest and get all the information that they need. I think for some people, it's easier than going to a website.
No, yeah. And I mean, let's face it, most of us, or a lot of people, are on Facebook a lot of times. So that would be the most convenient place,
absolutely,
to get extra information and so forth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, Paul, as always, great to have you here. Thank you for the information. And I hope you enjoyed the view,
I did. It's fantastic. And thank you very much too, Danny. I look forward to being here on the 21st of October again for our next show at about 11:10. So, we'll be back with some great garden advice.
Fantastic. Until then.
Okay then. Keep well.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Adverteer jou besigheid vandag nog op SFM. Vir meer inligting skakel SFM gerus by 044-801-7811.